This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How do we know that the Prophet ﷺ is mentioned in the Bible? Well, there's ayat in the Quran, right? So you have verses in Mecca, right? الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. So that's chapter 6, verse 20. Those to whom we have given the kitab, the revelation, they know him like they know one of their own sons, right? They know the Prophet ﷺ like they know one of their own sons. So the Mufassirin, they say here that the meaning of this is that the descriptions, the sifat of the Prophet ﷺ in the books of Ahlul Kitab are so clear. It's almost as if they recognize him. And that's the word that's ya'rifun, right? Ma'rifa means to recognize, right? In other words, it's like when the Prophet ﷺ, he came into Madinatul Munawwara, and the first person who saw him was a Jew, Abdullah ibn Salam, radiallahu anhu, who later became a companion. And he said, araftu annahu, araftu anna wajhahu laysa bi wajhi kadhab, right? That I recognized his face was not the face of a liar, right? So why did he say that? Well, the Prophet ﷺ had a very honest face. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is that he recognized him based on the descriptions of the Prophet in the Torah, right? And so that's chapter 6, verse 20, also in Al-Baqarah, yeah, it's stated again, Al-Baqarah, verse 146. And then you have a verse at the end of Surah Ash-Shu'ara, which is very interesting, because it gives us a sort of peek into the historical context of the late Meccan period, right? So this is chapter 26 of the Quran, verse 192. وَأَنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And this is certainly a revelation from the Lord of the worlds. نَزَّلَ بِهِ أَرُوحُ الْأَمِينَ, right? Which the trustworthy spirit, Jibril alayhi salam, brought down. عَلَى قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. He brought it down upon your heart. So Allah here is addressing directly. The addressee is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَلْبِكَ, right? So the kaful khitab, the second person pronoun here, masculine, singular. So he brought the Quran upon your heart so that you might be one of the warners. Bilisan in Arabi and Mubin. In Arabic, that explains things. So sometimes this is translated as sort of unadulterated Arabic or pure Arabic. I don't like those translations. Mubin abana yubinu means to clarify something. So this is Arabic that clarifies. Christianity, clarifies Judaism, clarifies Tawheed. And then it continues, وَإِنَّهُ لَفِي زُبُرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And indeed, he is foretold in the scriptures of old. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ آيَةً أَنْ يَعْلَمَهُ عُلُمَاءُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Right? So he's saying that, is it not a sufficient proof for these mushrikeen, right, this is in Mecca, that scholars of Bani Israel know him to be true, right? So in other words, the Quran is saying here that there were already ulama, scholars, Jewish scholars, who have already believed in the Prophet ﷺ without even seeing him. So they're hearing about a prophet, right, in Medina, which at the time was called Yathrib, but we call it Madinatul Munawwara, or even further north into Khaybar, right? That there's this diffusion of this wahi that they're hearing about, and they're learning about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so the Quran is telling us that scholars of Bani Israel have already started to believe in him. So what's wrong with these pagan Arabs? I mean, he grew up among them. They know him really well. The pagan Arabs know him, right? So that's in Mecca. And then there's one verse, or a few verses, but the major verse in Medina that you should know is in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 157. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, Baqarah obviously is Madani. This is also Meccan, right? Which is very interesting. So this is verse 157 of A'raf, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, أَلَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولِ, right? Those who follow the messenger, النَّبِيَ الْأُمِّي. النَّبِيَ الْأُمِّي. So this is a really really interesting title of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has multiple meanings. Okay, and the Quran has this, this kind of polyvalence to it. There's multiple layers of meaning. That's true. All scripture has multiple layers of meaning. The important thing is that these layers don't contradict each other, right? So that's a problem that Christians haven't figured out with the Old Testament, as I was mentioning earlier. But anyway, Nabi al-Ummi can mean the unlettered prophet, unlettered, right? It can also mean the motherly prophet, like a compassionate prophet, Nabi al-Rahma, right? As he said, Ana Nabi al-Rahma. This is a hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am the prophet of mercy. And of course, the Rahma is related to the word Raham, which is a womb of a mother, the compassionate prophet, the prophet of compassion. But another meaning of Ummi is Gentile, right? And Nabi al-Ummi, the Gentile prophet. What is a Gentile? Gentile is a non-Jew, right? And there's indications of a Gentile prophet, Isaiah chapter 42. I think the entire chapter, Isaiah 42, is a perfect description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Gentile prophet. الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. The ayah continues, verse 157, Surah 7. So those who follow the messenger, the Gentile prophet, the unlettered prophet, the motherly prophet, whom they find mentioned, عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. In the Torah and the Gospel, that is with them, right? So, yes, I will start the Q&A session in 1 minute, inshallah. So we obviously believe that the original Torah and Gospel contain very clear prophecies of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, عندهم, in the Torah and the Gospel that they have now, that is with them, right? Which is basically what we have today. You know, those verses haven't changed all that much in 1400 years, right? So this is the motivator for the ulama to find potential descriptions of him in the Torah and Gospel. And Torah doesn't necessarily mean only the first five books of Moses. Torah means the instruction. Torah doesn't mean, it can mean the revelation given to Moses, but it has a wider meaning, the instruction given to Bani Israel. So yeah, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, that's the Torah, but also Isaiah is part of the Torah, right? The Song of Songs, the Book of Daniel, this is all Torah. Even the Talmud is considered Torah by Orthodox Jews. That's part of the instruction given to the Bani Israel.